We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top. We continue the Machlekes Chizkiyah Rabbavol. The Machlekes is, if it says in the Torah Lo Yoichal, you shouldn't eat something, does that mean Issa Hano only means Issa Achila? Chizkiyah says, no, only means Issa Achila. Lo Yoichal means Issa Achila. The only reason why Chometz is also because it says Lo Yoichal. Masechtas Rabbavol holds, anytime it says Lo Yoichal in the Torah, it means not only can't you eat it, you can't have Hano either. And the Gemara is going to ask Kashas in different places, where it sounds like the Isser Achila is only Isser Achila, not Isser Hana. So Moshe Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Varei Gid HaNasha, we know it's the Isser of Gid HaNasha, Rachmano Amal, Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael's Gid HaNasha. That Klai Yisrael is not allowed to eat the Gid HaNasha, it's Lashon Lo Yoichlu. V'tana, I learned in the Mishnah, Shaleach Odom Yerech HaNachri, a person is allowed to send the whole entire thigh to a guy, because he doesn't want to, it's too hard for him to get the Gid out, so he sends the whole Yerech to a guy. And he put a gid and leave the gid inside it. Because no one's going to go there and buy from the guy. Someone sees the yid selling it to the guy. He says, oh, it's a kosher piece of meat. I'll buy it from the guy. And he's going to buy it and eat the gid by mistake. No one's going to do that because you could tell that there was no gid removed. If the gid would be removed, you would have a big hole over there in the yarech, in the thigh. So al-karchach, the gid was not removed. If not kosher, she might feed it to another yid. But what do you see from this Mishnah? You're allowed to give it to a guy. Giving it to a guy is it Issa Hana, and you still see that Gid HaNosh is Mutab Hana. Ayat Pira Bavol, Lo Yoichlu means everything. Issa Achila and Issa Hana include in Lo Yoichlu. So the question is, Delo Chayra, if Lo Yoichlu includes Issa Achila and Issa Hana, so why is Gid HaNosh a Mutter Behana? So Gemara answers, Ksav Rabavol, Kshahutru Nevela, when the Torah gave a special heta that Nevela is Mutab Hana, it says you give it to a ger or sell it to a guy. So you see, it's mutmana that included everything of the nevela. He vechelba, the that's the chelev, the fat, the gida, this and the getin also hutra. Everything was mutter. So we have a first pasuk that says by nevela, the whole nevela is mutter, which includes the gid. If it includes the gid, so then you see getin also mutmana, and like Rashi speaks out. So who had then even from not nevela, the gid hanasha will be mutter because what's the difference? Loishno nevela, loishno ksheira. Rashi says. So that Echnami really includes Issa Hana Gid HaNasha. But we have a heter when the pasuk said that the Vela is mutter, include every part of the Vela, which included Gid HaNasha, and therefore we know from there that Gid HaNasha is mutter Bahana. So Gemara says that's not good. Kuliyama. Why? Because if we're saying the Vela is mutter, we mean all the basar of the Vela, everything, all the edible parts of the Vela. But let's say the bones, that's not included in the heter nevela, because that was never part of the issa nevela, because it wasn't food. So hanich lemandi amay yesh begidin nayus tam. That's only if you hold that a gid anasha gives off tam. It's a machlekes of sechta schulin. If gid anasha gives off tam, it's the geya. If you cook by mistake the thigh to get over the gid anasha, is the whole thigh become aser from the blias from the gid anasha? So what's the machlekes? One man the amay holds that a gid anasha is like a bone, doesn't give off any taste. And he believes, and therefore, it's the meat is also cooked with the Gid HaNasha. So Gid HaNasha machlekes if it's like a piece of meat or not. So if you hold it's like a piece of meat, so when the Torah says Nevela is mutter, the Torah includes all the edible parts of Nevela, including the Gid HaNasha. But if the Gid HaNasha is not edible anyway, when the Torah said Nevela is mutter ba'anah, it meant the Nevela, the edible part, but didn't mean any Gid HaNasha then. What are you going to say? It's back shver. How do you know that Gid HaNasha is Mutter Ba'ana, if according to Rabbi Avahu, Lo Yechlu includes everything. Lo Yechlu includes Issa Hana and Issa Achila. So Gemara answers, Man Sham Le'idom Em V'Gidim Nasa Tam. Who is the man the Yama holds that Gidim don't give Tam? That's Rabbi Shimon. Where do we see Rabbi Shimon? The Talmud and the Brai. So, Oichel V'Gid HaNasha V'Hemet Tameya. Let's say someone eats a Gid HaNasha from a behemoth Tameya, from a donkey. He eats the Gid HaNasha from a donkey. Rabbi Yudim Echayiv Shtayim. Rabbi says Echayiv for two lavim. First of all, for the Isser of eating a treif animal. And number two, for eating Gid HaNasha. Rav Shimon Paiter. Rav Shimon holds, you're potter from both Behemoth Tameya and from Gid HaNasha. Now, what's pshat in such a thing? Because Rav Shimon holds, it's not called a Behemoth Tameya, why not? Because he holds it's not edible. It's not an edible piece of food. And but Gid HaNasha, l'chayra, if Gid HaNasha is not edible, every Gid HaNasha is chayv, so why should we chayv this Gid HaNasha? So Rav Shimon holds that Gid HaNasha is only by kosher animals, because it says, Hagid loy soichlu, but everything else of the animals you could eat. So it's really two machlekes in Rav Shimon Rav Yud in this braisa. First of all, is it nice and tam? And there the nafkamina is by Behema Temeya. And number two, there's another machlekes. If by Behema Temeya is the Issa Gid HaNasha, that's what comes out, that's not referring to the sugya, that's what comes out from learning up a sugya. There's two machlekes of Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. But what do you do see? there are seven holes, ain't beginning next time, because if not, it would have mechayif behemet tameya. So Gemara said like this. So according to Rav Shimon, it should be, we have no heter by nevela, so it should be osu banos lo yechlu. So Gemara says, you know what, you're right. There's a first Rav Shimon like that. So the Gemara, Rav Shimon, hachi nami osu banos. The time went to the Brisa, to get an osu mut banos, did Rav Yehuda. Get an osu mut banos, that's Rav Yehuda holds. Rav Shimon, oisu, Rav Shimon holds, get an osu osu banos. Now where's Rav Shimon's mekar that get an osu osu banos? Taka from lo yechlu. It's very gishmak. From lo yechlu is his mekar is osu banos. So that's the chesmen over here. We had a kasha ravol from Gidon Nosh. So we're answering in echanami taka osu banos. I lefit all the man diomar it's mutav banos because lefit all the man diomar he holds his baser with that klurin nevela. So now the question is, the Tosfos is asked. So isn't this a kasha now on Chizkia? We have first Rav Shimon, not like Chizkia. This Rav Shimon says Gidon Nosh osu banos. Chizkia holds lo yechlos min osu banos. So where does Rav Shimon know osu banos from? So Tosfos asks this kasha, then master Rav Shimon the second half of it, and it says two terutzim. The first teretz, Amar Liga teretz. He says that since Afir Rav Shimon, a gid has no tam, so if the Torah says you can't eat a gid, what does the Torah mean? You can't have anah from it. It didn't mean achila there, because it's not edible. It doesn't mean achila. There has to be anah, and therefore, it automatically means anah. There the loyach means anah, because it can't meet eating, because it doesn't taste good. That's one teretz of Tosfos. And all the teretz, he says, the echanami, chizkia doesn't stim with every tana, because Tosfos says that before, when we had Ramei Rav Yehuda, Chizkia doesn't stim with Rameir anyway, by before, where it said that you had to have a hetef and nevela. Only for Rabbi Yehuda, so he says, okay, doesn't hold like this time. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Gabi, this terrorist is the first Rashi Yom HaBeis that argues on this. He holds that Chizkia doesn't stim with Rameir. Maybe we'll speak it out when we get there. But upon him, what we just learned from Gideon Asher is that Akimot Rabbi Shimon is Taka Asma Ano, and Taka comes from Lo Yechlu, and what's brought in Chizkia, two Mahalchim Yehan. What?
Back to the animal?
Right, it can't with the good. It can't sell the good. Yeah, it can't sell the good. 100%. It can't sell the good. Yeah, right. Because it's too hard to get it out. But still, it can be a fear of Shimon be also vano. So look at the Gemara Vayta. Barei dam. Now we go. That was the Issa Ganosh. Now we're talking about dam blood. Barei dam. Rachmano Amar Kol Nefesh Mekem Lo Yisoyich Adam. Is it to eat dam? You know, eat dam. And lechayr a fear of vol.
You sell the back of an animal. It's not the rest of the animal.
Right, so you can make. Yeah,
selling good. The gid. Nobody wants to eat the gid.
Right, if that's true, but sometimes it looks bigger, it could be as kulhana also. If it looks bigger, it's kulhana. It looks like a bigger piece, so it could be as kulhana. If small as hana, it makes it a disaster. Okay, if I read dam, the Rahmana, I'm a kol nefesh become loisoichal dam. It says in the pasuk that you're not allowed to eat dam. It says loisoichal, according to Rav Avoh, which will come out, that blood is also bahana. And we see not like that, but tanan. Elu ve'elu misarven ba'ama. What's elu ve'elu mean? It means sidus yore da machatas pnimiois, which is poured on the west side of the mizbeach, and sai dam chatas chitzoinios, which means chatas that are brought on the outside, outside the hechel, they get spilled the dam on the southern side of the mizbeach. Both those dam, they go into a little canal that's inside, that's on the floor of the azara, goes into that little ditch. And that goes down into the Nachal, and down below below the Harabais. And it says over there, Elvel Masarim Ba'am, of Yitzim Nachal Kidron, Nachal means a valley, it goes to the valley of Kidron, and Makarim Leganonim, and they sell it to the gardeners there, Lezabel, to use it for Zabel, to use it for fertilizer. Umoyalim Ba'i, if they don't pay for it, there's Me'ila. But what do you see? If they do pay for it, no problem, it's Mutta Bahana. Ay, Dam is also Bahana. L'chayr was saying, L'chayichlu dam, L'chayr should be osvano, according to Rav Avoh. We see here, dam is mutvano. Where it answers, Shani dam, the iskish l'mayim. Echanami, dam should be osvano, because it says L'chayichal, but there's a hekish to mayim. The chsiv, L'chayichlenu ala oretz, tishbechenu kamayim. L'chayichlenu ala oretz, tishbechenu kamayim. You shouldn't eat dam, you should pour it on the floor like water. And we make a diak. Why is it like kamayim? A hekish. Ma mayim mutarim, af dam mutvano, shukamayim is mutvano, dam is mutvano. Because why else would you make a hekish to mayim? Maybe it's similar. We're saying it's hookish to mayim that's poured on his back, which is also bahana.
Is this all dam or just dam?
All dam, all dam, all dam. So l'shoichadam should need dam. All dam should be also bahana. Here it says mutvana. So Mar says because hekish to mayim. Yeah, all dam.
The hekish is from all dam.
All dam. L'shoichlenu aratz all dam. So making a hekish to all dam to mayim. So Gemara says maybe the hekesh to mayim meant mayim amnasim gam mizbech, and that's also bano mayim nusachim. And the way Tosfos explains is that avivait it would be mayim nusachim mizbech. You wouldn't need a hekesh for that because you know isa anafim loyseichlu. But it's saying that who said it means the mayim that's mutter, maybe it means mayim that's also, and therefore you can't bring a raya from here that that's mutter bano. Amravo kemayim raiv mayim. It means, the pasuk means like regular water, not most of water. Most water is not used for mizbeach. Therefore, it says dam is like regular water, which is mutar bahana. Right? The midi raiv mayim. Except they're saying the pasuk raiv mayim. Elo amaravashi kemayim hanishpachim. Lashon of tishpachenu means water that's spilled. Like kemayim hanisachim. But mayim on the mizbeach is poured. It's mayim of nisachim that's different. Maybe the pasuk means tishbechenu kamayim, like what they do in front of Avodah Zarah, which is also bahano. So tomorrow, water that someone pours by Avodah Zarah is also called nisach. Hasam naim nami nisach ikri yichsev yishdu yayin nisichon. A pasuk in Parashat Hazinu. Also a lashon when you pour something for a Avodah Zarah, it's called nisicha. So Gemara goes further. V'lechiskia. Now Chizkia doesn't need a hekesh to mayim. Why? Because him leisoichlu as a min esahana. So why if he Chizkia, do you have to makas l'dam? The Chizkia lemay hilchus leiskesh l'dam lemayim. So the Gemara kerechia ba'aba. Don't rechia ba'aba. I'm yechnam nayin l'dam kachim shein a machsher. Hey, no dam kachim does not make hechsher. It's not considered a liquid that makes hechsher in order for someone to be kabel tuma. Shenem leisoichlenu alar shvchenu kamayim. It says in the pasuk that it has to be similar to water. Dam shenishbach kamayim machsher. Dam that you spill and you're not mekabel for a carbon for a zrika. That's machsher. Ain't nishbach kamayim, but something you have to catch. Dam you have to catch. It's not like water. Ain't a machsher. It's not a machsher. So kaponim, and the Chesed Gemara comes out. We had a question that by Dam says is a chilush v'isahana. Terence says hukash lamayim. If you're Chizkiya doesn't need the hukash lamayim, he uses hukash lamayim for hechsher. So here the Rashi asks. That all of a sudden we have a problem with Chizkia. What happened to the Nevela? Why don't we ask the Nevela? We had on yesterday's blot that Nevela needs a pasuk mutbano. Why don't you ask their Akasha and Chizkia? So Rashi says it's not Shver, Salafir, Abhuda, Salafir, Abhuda, Meir. So Abhuda is not Shver because he's telling us Dvarim Kiksavim, that you only let it give to the Ger and sell to the Goy. And according to Rameir, it's teaching us Kadima. So you see here from this Rashi, not like Taisus Amud Aleph that holds that Chizkia is not Shtim with Rameir. This Rashi also does Shtim with Rameir. Like upon him, that's so far the Chesed and the Gemara with the Chizkia and Rav Avoh.